This is a Global Original podcast.
Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. It's Wednesday, the 14th of October, and you are very welcome. And yesterday was a very good day. Good day at the doctor's. Positive results all round. Losing weight, diabetes, you know, certainly on the right. I mean, really, where he's very pleased with me. Very pleased with me. Still can't believe that I've stopped drinking. He said, you think that'll be forever? I said, I shouldn't think so. No, absolutely not with Christmas around the corner. But the other big event we celebrate today is happy birthday to Cliff Richard. Yes, Sir Cliff is 80. He releases unseen childhood photos taken with his sisters in India. He's got an album, an autobiography and a tour in 2021. And I sent him a little video message wishing him a very, very happy birthday. One of, I should imagine, thousands, which he will be getting. I mean, when he was asked before, have you got any plans to retire? He said the word retire, I don't think is in my vocabulary. And he's absolutely right. And he sings as well today as he always did. He's fantastic. He's ever so nice. You like him a lot, as all the fans do. They're very supportive of Cliff. Very, very supportive. And so we're delighted to add our congratulations to... I bet he won't be having a birthday cake. Or if he is, it'll just be for a photo. I can't see Cliff eating cake. He's very healthy. Dominic West... Do you know, him and his wife kiss and put on a united front. I just thought it was a publicity stunt. In fact, I think I probably said as much the other day. Because Lily, who's this other person, Lily James, says she'd split from Matt Smith. Who I think, was he Doctor Who, Matt Smith? I mean, yeah, he was. He was a Doctor Who. But anyway, so they've starred together and there was lots of kissy-wissies. And things like that. And he says, here I am with the wife, even though the wedding ring is still off. It's just to get publicity, isn't it? I'm assuming, I can't think of anything. There's pages of it. Producers, I mean, why he's interested in other people's relationships, I've got no idea. There's pages and pages and pages of him with his wife, kissy, kissy, and kissy, kissy. We still love each other and all the rest of it. And basically, we've been taking the Michael out of the press. Because... I think very strong. Of course it is. Of course it is. Listen, I mean, yesterday they were all kind of, oh, the rat and all the rest of it. Today it's all here he is with the wife. If it was on the rock, she wouldn't be out there snogging him. It's, I mean, it worked out beautifully. Whoever thought of it, very well orchestrated. Very well orchestrated. Zara McDermott, who you won't know who she is because nobody does, has posted another message on Instagram in her attempts to win back Sam Thompson. Who she went out with for about a nanosecond. He was on Made in Chelsea. He's a bit of a plank, bit dull, bit boring. And she, I mean, even if you saw a picture of her, you wouldn't have the faintest idea who she was. She's a bit over-made up. You know what I'm saying? A bit over-made up. Sam, I mean, you couldn't take somebody like her home to meet the parents. Sam's parents are obviously... And so she's from where? From Love Island. Sam, darling, I don't think so. You know, you've got to keep it real. Got to keep it real, which is good. Viewers are left gutted from the Great British Bake Off, the most boring programme on the bloody television. I'm so bored with them. Fan favourite Sura was eliminated after she failed to impress with her raw showstopper in the harshest week of judging yet. Oh, go away. Boring old bags. Honestly, I'm so bored. She's a pharmacy worker. She failed to impress the judges because she can't do it. So we've kicked her out. You know, what is it about you're a failure that people don't understand? Oh, you can't call me a failure. Well, you are. That's why you were kicked out. Paul and Prue were so disappointed by the creation, they didn't mince their feedback. Well, that's the whole idea about it, isn't it? You're on a competition, dear. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Because you're very sweet and you burst into tears, we're going to let you win. All right. Of course not. Get rid. Get rid. So they did. And then viewers were left gutted. Well, mind your own business, you nosy little Parkers, curtain twitchers. It's like somebody the other day sort of saying, do you honestly really believe that Meghan Markle... This is how stupid this poor woman is. That Meghan Markle would be listening to a programme like yours. I thought, I didn't assume she'd ever be listening to a programme like mine. But seeing as how she only managed a 15-minute speech and people have paid 1,500 quid, that's what's coming in the business as a rip-off. Rip-off. You know, people who sort of think that that they've got something to say to the world. She's an average actress. That's all she is. She doesn't know anything about world politics, world affairs, nothing. But she knows that when she married Harry, people started taking notice of her. Because for years, nobody took a blind bit of notice. Matt Lucas makes a very crude joke about Prue Leith. And he called it Prugasm. Which I think is sort of a play on other... Well, you put it together. I mean, don't look horrified. Honestly, he's wearing a summer outfit today. I've never known anybody wear summer in the middle of blooming winter, freezing cold outside, and he's in with a T-shirt, shorts and all that, and I'm thinking, are you bloody mad? He doesn't care, though. He really doesn't care. He's even got elasticated bottoms on his trousers. Not just the waist elasticated, the bottoms of the trousers are elasticated. I haven't had those since I was seven. Seven. He's got them now. Bless him. Philip Schofield, left red-faced as his phone goes off during this morning. Why not? He's human, he has to scramble. We all do that, don't we? Oh, my God, you'd be on the train, and all of a sudden, da-da-da-da-da-da, and you think, oh, no, quickly find the things. Because when you watch the programme, it looks like they're sitting together. It's only when the camera pulls back you realise that they're not. And so his phone went off. Who would that be calling, Pip? Is that the boyfriend? Is it the boyfriend? Oh, go on, tell us it's the boyfriend, for God's sake. I can't, seriously, I'm hanging and sort of clinging to the hope that you might find somebody before Christmas, if indeed you haven't found somebody long before then. Amanda Holden, Jimmy Carr and Alison Hammond announced as the celebrity panel for BBC One's new game show, I Can See Your Voice. It's going to be hosted by Paddy McGuinness, which is OK, as long as his wife doesn't go anywhere near it. And Alison Hammond, who apparently is sort of the new person that they pop onto shows now when they're looking for a large woman. I mean, she was doing a cooking thing on this morning, stretching her beyond belief. And also a humongous phallic marrow on this morning, which left Philip and Holly in fits of laughter. Well, more Philip, I should imagine, thinking, oh, maybe it wasn't such a good idea. And so they had a picture of this, it was a courgette, I think, which apparently sort of makes people, they go, oh, that's really funny because it looks like a willy. Well, I mean, you know, if you've ever seen a willy that size, get them to the doctor as quick as possible because they're quite clearly seriously ill. Ridiculous, isn't it? Why would somebody laugh over things like that? I mean, honestly, obviously very childish humour. Wouldn't happen on this programme. I never get to spend much time with them. Elton John says it's been wonderful spending every single day of lockdown with his husband, David Furnish, and their two sons. And so that's good, but he's had a falling out with Rod Stewart. I mean, it's quite catastrophic. You know, nobody's... He said he doesn't talk to me and all the rest of it. But they had Alex Jones and Michael Ball on the chat show, and they did sort of Elton from home and his two kids. That's Zachary and Elijah. They're wonderful. I mean, seriously, they're absolutely gorgeous kids. Absolutely gorgeous. But, you know, apparently Elton said that during some of his sort of shows he was sick beforehand. And sort of David Furnish. I can't work out if he's been good for Elton or he's not good for Elton. I really don't know anything about them at all. But it's still interesting, isn't it, when you look at sort of the way that people lead their lives. My driver was saying to me this morning, he said, it's sad, isn't it, really? He said that we work all our lives to get money. And then when you get it, it brings you nothing but problems. You know, if you've got loads of money, you have more problems and more angst than anybody else. If you haven't got very much money, you've got everything to work for. It's like, you know, when I earned 20 quid a week, I thought if I earned 50 quid a week... God, I'd be doing really well. If I went £100 a week, £200 a week, £1,000 a week. So it sort of goes on. And you think to yourself, it's interesting, isn't it? That in fact, you just increase the problems that you've got. But if you're a very happy, well-balanced person, having a lot of money doesn't make any difference. So in other words, if I won the lottery, please God, in my lifetime, I don't want to wait much longer. I mean, we've been waiting since God created heaven and earth. You know, it wouldn't make very much difference to my life. I'd buy another property. I'd probably change the car a little bit quicker than I would be at the moment. And that'd be it. I'd still carry on doing the same things. You don't change your friends. I mean, obviously, cut back a bit on the producers, you know. Don't want them hanging around going, oh, Steve, please, can I have some more? No, you can't. Absolutely. That's what it'd be like. You'd have to fend them all up. Every time you went out with sort of so-called fair-weather friends, they'd all be expecting you to pay for lunch and for tea and for dinner and, you know, can you buy me a car? Can you buy me a house? And I've always said, you know, no, because it's so much easier. Otherwise, but, you know, you end up with nothing at the end of the day, don't you? And that's not very good. So, you know, having a lot of money brings its perils. So if you've got, like, you know, nearly £1 billion, you can imagine the problems and the angst that you get and the stress. Mariah Carey. Hints she may be working on a movie based on her memoir as she admits having conversations with filmmakers. Yes, I would think that would be very good. She could be making a film about her life because everybody's got a story, even you listening. Every single one of you has got a story. every single person standing by a bus stop, whether they're young or old, mainly old. If they're old, you look at them and I always think the same. Just think they could have been my producer. And it's, you always know that these people have got stories. You know, they've either done something remarkable or something's happened to them or they've gotten... And you wouldn't know. You would not know. All these old boys out there who might have been Spitfire pilots in the Battle of Britain, you wouldn't know until you talk to them. You really wouldn't know. And that's why I always sort of look at people and people go, oh, elderly people. I go, listen, you're all going to get elderly at some point. Depends how you carry yourself through it, doesn't it? I've always sort of said, I mean, I don't mind because I think I'm a very good... 33. And it's, you know, I think age is just a number. In my case, it's a bloody big number, but it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter because you're as young as you feel, aren't you? I mean, if you think young, and I'm always surrounded by young people. I've never surrounded by anybody my age at all, apart from Cliff. Everybody else is sort of young, and that keeps you young. Well, not with the current batch I've got, but I mean, you know, I just get depressed when I go home. You know, they go, oh, I don't know. Did Corey get it right yesterday? Did he do all the right things? You know, is somebody going to shout at him? Did he get the staples wrong a bit? I promised I wouldn't mention it, but I have to do it because it's part of the show. It's like somebody saying to me, oh, it's like he said to me the other day. He said, I've got some great gossip. I said, I don't want to know. I do not want to know. And then he told me. I said, I do not really. And, you know, because we're all intrigued by gossip. That's why it's lovely to talk about Harry and Meghan. And I love it when it winds up a snowflake. You know, if you really get them going. Oh, do you really think that Meghan is very successful? Yeah. Whatever. Did I mention the staple thing? Yeah, I mentioned the staple thing on the programme. Yeah. Did you miss that? Yeah, in quite a big way. Yeah. In fact, even bigger than you could ever imagine. In fact, we made a feature of it. Da-da-da-da, Staplegate. You know, that's how it works on the programme, yeah. Da-da-da-da, breakfast show, Staplegate. You're going to hell. You know, that kind of thing. I didn't make a big deal about it. I'm not that sort of person. I do not bear a grudge. 1967, you'll never work again. I remember having a producer once. I say a producer. He was a bit of a joke. And I think I've told this story before. And I came one day. We used to have to find a big guest every day. Was it every day or perhaps it was only twice a week? So whatever it was a big guest. We were looking for people like the Alan Sugars and people like that to do an hour interview. And I came in one day and he didn't have a guest booked. He said, I can't find anybody. And I said to him, listen, we're in the middle of London. What do you mean you can't find anybody? That's just lame. That's lame. If we were on the Outer Hebrides and there was not a ship or a person within 100 miles, I could understand if you go, I can't find a guest, in which case we talk to sheep. But in the middle of London, you can always find a guest if you know what you're doing. And luckily, he's not in the business anymore, you know, because people get found out. Well, I mean, admittedly, I did run over him in the car, but I mean, that's another story, you know, another story. Ed Sheeran has spent tens of thousands of pounds on his own forest because he's bought all these houses on this estate, and he's planted trees, and see, good for him. I would do exactly the same. If I had the sort of money he had, I would do exactly the same. He spent on this £3.7 million Suffolk estate. He's put up trees, and they're six deep. He spent tens of thousands of pounds to keep his property private, and I think good for him. Good for him. He's into rewilding and sustainability. A huge field where the outdoor wildlife pond will become a dense wood. He's planted the trees six deep around the perimeter to afford him privacy. Good for him. You only get the sort of... I mean, I guarantee that you will get the snowflakes. Oh, you know, you're wasting your money on this kind of thing. Why don't you help people poor, you know, and all this kind of thing. These are basically the sort of people who write and complain are the sort of people who are sort of scroungers. They've never done a day's work in their life. They're just jealous of anybody else who gets out there and works. I love it. Conchita Ferrell dies at the age of 77. I think she was the housekeeper in Two and a Half Men. Men. Ooh. Do you remember that? Do you ever see Two and a Half Men? Do you remember the housekeeper? Sorry? No, not Adam Sandler. No. Hopeless. Never mind. Doesn't matter. Charlie Sheen was in it. And there was somebody else. Can't remember, but she was Berta. You obviously didn't see it, did you? No, I did. They lived on the beach in Malibu, but she was 77. She had a cardiac arrest. She was carrying a little bit of weight. But I mean, even so, 77 is very young, isn't it? It's very young. as I head towards it. Kate Middleton announced as the winner of the Wildlife Photographer of the Year. And she went to the Natural History Museum this week ahead of the online ceremony. And it's the embrace showing a Siberian tiger hugging a fir tree. It could have been a person. You know, they like that, tigers, aren't they? Oh, let me just hug you. It's going to kill you. OK, it's a Siberian tiger and it was lovely. And I thought it was a brilliant picture. But there again, I just like tigers anyway. And here we go, Meghan Markle, because, of course, she is the orator for nobody, comparing social media users to drug addicts. Yeah, you're really so intelligent, aren't you? She thinks she knows everything. So she called the royal family as the institution. And she says, everything I'm doing is for Archie, our son. Have you noticed? Harry, nothing. Not a peep, sitting there trying to manage a jigsaw, I should imagine. But she admits she no longer uses social media. Oh, we're all going to worry about that, aren't we, dear? And she's used Twitter and Facebook. And they had an official Sussex Royal account that was shut down after they quit. And now she's preaching to us. She managed to achieve a whole 15 minutes at the Most Powerful Women Next Genual Virtuary Summit. People paid $1,750 to listen to 15 minutes of rubbish. Absolute rubbish. What she knows about it, you could write on a grain of sand. But there you go. That's what the world loves, doesn't it? We love a loser. Somebody who's basically latched onto her poor husband. If she hadn't been in the royal family, she'd still be there trotting out that dreary programme, Suits. Oh, my goodness me. I have to go. Got to go and sort of whip the producer into some sort of shape for the programme for today. He's on a diet, you'll be pleased to know. He isn't dieting. He's going to do the exercise. Isn't that good? So he's going to join a gym once he can find one. And apparently there's one very near where he lives. Whether he can manage it, we've got no idea. And it's good. And Luke went out on his bicycle the other day. Well, he's fit for nothing this morning. He went out on a bicycle. I mean, just taking it out the shed was a bit of a strain for him. And then he went on it and then he came back and then he just collapsed. You know, Thomas, I believe, I think he's going to get a bicycle as well. I said to him, you won't cycle home after the programme. It's way too early in the morning. It's ridiculous. It's like I wouldn't recommend Corey did it. I mean, he's bad enough when it's sort of, you know, night time, let alone anything into the day. Could be a total disaster. But we wish him well, don't we? We wish him well in his new venture to try and be trim and slim for Christmas. Jackanory. Have a lovely day and tell your friends. You can download and podcast and it's free. And it'll at least put a smile on your face. At least a smile, which is all we can expect in this day and age. Have a safe time, have a lovely time, and take care of yourselves.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen Live from 4 a.m. Sunday to Friday on LBC.